My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to do something that I hate. That's kind of a confession in and of itself, okay. But I'm going to hate myself for doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Those damn referees last night.
Oh, okay.
Those referees last night, come on. They love them some Chiefs. They love them some Chiefs.
Oh, you think this was one-sided in the way they went?
Oh, hell yes. Okay. I don't care what anybody says. Let me go down a little list of things I jotted down. Who's calling timeout? The defensive coordinator? Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, but you're the Chiefs, so that's cool. You notice that?
I didn't.
Steve Spagnuolo came running down the sideline.
Did not realize that.
Called a timeout at the end of the first half. That is not legal. That is against the rules. Only the head coach in the NFL can call timeout from the sideline. Only the head coach. So there's one, all right? Five illegal formations on the Baltimore Ravens were called. And they're showing some of the highlights on TV right now, as we were a minute ago anyway, as we're watching. That wasn't. I mean, Laremy Tunsil does that almost every snap.
Well, you're going to see that is you might see some flags then. That has been something that they're trying to enforce, and it's been a focus point for them this season. Right. So it really felt like, you know how you can't start loose and then tighten up when it comes to rules. You kind of got to start.
They always make a statement.
Exactly, and I think that was the statement. They were like, "Look, we're going to let you know right off the jump.
Yeah,
better get up on that line.
All right."
Better get up on that line.
Whatever.
It was excessive.
Also, I'm not done yet. There was a roughing the princess call on Patrick Mahomes. Dude, he basically like caressed his face. Like, and they called that a roughing the passer. Apparently Juwan Taylor can leave on whenever the hell he damn wants to.
Yeah.
He was jumping early every time.
Yeah, he was.
And apparently it's okay to grab defensive linemen's face mask, I don't know, whenever the hell you'd like. Like, I'm not a Chiefs fan by any stretch. Uh-huh. I want the Chiefs.
Clearly.
You know, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not, like, a Chiefs hater. I respect what they've done. We talk about the back-to-back. I think they're going to win a third consecutive Super Bowl. But here's the thing, man. They can do it on their own. They can do it on their own. That was bad. That was bad last night. Yeah, I blame the refs.
I also think that I just generally come from a place where I'm not really gonna, you know, get too deep into the refs, because look, I also understand that there's going to be a natural amount of error within the course of this.
Yeah, it was unnatural.
But there was some messing up. There was definitely some messing up.
Yeah,
they had a bad call or two against for the Chiefs as well, like one of those Patrick Mahomes on the sideline where he definitely got some physicality.
A little late hit.
And they were like, it's fine. It's cool. We picked up the
I'm generally like that, too. That's why it's in Confessions.
I understand. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm glad you started with this game, because I also brought up some from this game. I mentioned this to you off air earlier. I would very much like it. And I end up being somewhat of a Lamar defender myself. I would very much like it if Lamar Jackson's movements in the pocket weren't all so drastic. It feels like all of his movements are big ones. And I gotta admit, it would be nice if he got a little bit more subtle in some of those, right? Where sometimes you're not making drastic movements.
Yeah.
Kind of like CJ Stroud. Like CJ Stroud is very good at like managing the pocket. And it's one of the things about that game that makes me excited for what's happening week one is I want to see just how much better CJ Stroud has gotten at manipulating that pocket and managing the pocket, because he's already been pretty damn good at it. Just sometimes less is more. Just a slight step up.
I thought that was a really good observation by you. I hadn't quite heard it put like that. I think every time I see him make those drastic movements, as you call them, I know he's going to run. Whereas even CJ Stroud at this point, early in his career, when he makes those movements, I know he's trying to just buy time.
Well, it's funny because Lamar Jackson, he has been trying to pass it sometimes, but sometimes just like it's bailing out of the pocket because the move is so big that now you're already kind of out of that space and now you just need to go and roll out. And sometimes I'm like, all you needed was a slight step, create another second and get that pass off. So, in an attempt to not be too defensive of Lamar Jackson, that is a place where he definitely needed some improvement in my estimation. Watch this.
Man, so I was super fired up for the season to kick off yesterday, last night. I'm like, look, I ain't doing nothing. I'm about to watch the game. I'm chilling. I told my wife she was down for it. I kid you not. It was like the third quarter with 3 minutes left in the game. Old Unc over here was falling asleep.
Man. Oh, I believe it.
Oh, man.
I was in there dozing off. I'm like, man, this... Yeah. I looked at the time, like, man, this game is on too late.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
Were you the guy that was mad with that delay?
You're
why
was
it taking so long?
I was heated. Yeah. I was heated. When they said they starting the game at, I think it was like, I want to say 8 o'clock, 8:45 Eastern time or something. It was something crazy, I think.
I think it was 8:20, 7:20 here.
7:20 was when it was supposed to start. Yeah. We ended up getting
about 8:40. Yeah, 8:40.
About 7:40 local.
Yeah,
and that was helpful for me. As I'll tell you, I'll tell you why in a second.
I was so mad, man. I was so pissed off.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I was not gonna be out on last night's game. It was a great game. I wanted to see it all. But there are times on Thursday night football where I'm like, I'll catch the rest of this tomorrow.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's why I was so pissed off, because I'm like, I gotta see how this game ends.
Yeah.
And it took all the way to the clock says zero.
And you're already sleep deprived this week.
Yeah, that was the problem. I was gonna say, don't blame it on you being on. Yeah. Blame it on the fact that you just got bad sleep the night before.
Yeah, nah, that's true.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's true.
Watch this.
Well, I think I'm going to spill the beans. I'm going to go ahead and make somebody mad here, Figgy. I've done this before. I'm going to a gender reveal party tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
My son and daughter-in-law's.
Hey, congratulations.
Okay, congratulations.
Grandbaby number three.
Which one?
Jacob and Sahar.
Okay.
Grandbaby number three on the way. The oldest one is, I think, 22 months. And here's
she look like she about 6 years old, man.
She big is, baby.
She's tall as me.
Big she baby. Is tall.
She about my height.
Put that basketball in her hand already,
dude. With a volleyball,
or
basketball,
a volleyball,
whatever,
something like that.
Like
yeah.
She was standing next to a three year old the other day. I'm like, they're eye to eye,
man.
but here's the confession.
Okay,
just like I did with my middle son's baby about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I'm not sure they've made it public yet. But I don't care.
Man.
I don't care.
Well, you said it publicly. I'm very good.
So a little backstory.
Yeah.
The last time Lopez mentioned he was going to be another grandfather,
uh-huh.
or a grandfather,
mm-hmm.
somebody was pissed off. He got an angry text
I
from
did.
Somebody.
Like,
because
we haven't said that out loud yet, I mean, publicly yet. I don't care. My granddaughter, or grandson in this case, I don't know.
I'll see you just being a jerk.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Got it. Very
How about
good.
That?
All right. Congratulations.
Gender
also,
man.
Yeah.
What kind of gender reveal?
Birthday cake. It's gonna be a cake.
Okay.
They didn't want to do anything too
Nothing
stupid.
Special.
You see some stupid ones out there.
I seen one that was kind of cool. It intrigued me a little bit, but it was some wrestlers.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
like
and
a,
then whoever won,
it was a short little wrestler, a little wrestler.
Yeah.
I think he was wearing like blue or something mm-hmm. like that, and then this big old wrestler is wearing pink, and so they was wrestling,
yeah.
and whoever won it was the one that was going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Jacob and Sahar, if somebody texts you, yeah, it was me.
Wow.
Slime.
I don't care. It's
real villain
kids.
Stuff.
It's
ball,
my grandkid.
Man.
But it's their kid. What you mean?
Yeah, it's my grandkid. Their kid.
Look at the
you
entitlement.
You got to prioritize yeah. here.
That's unbelievable.
I don't care.
Look at the self-centered nature
yes,
of this guy.
Yes, I don't care.
These are my confessions.
I am from Houston. I was born in Houston. But I ain't been on Houston in a little while. And Houston traffic, I was unfamiliar with your game. I had to take my aunt to the airport yesterday, which I was very happy to do, I will say. Like, this wasn't one of those,
yeah.
I hate to do it, right? I was
yeah.
like, yeah, I'll take the airport, no problem.
Yeah.
Let's go. I thought, you know, I know it's going to be kind of a rush hour kind of time.
Bush?
Yeah, IAH for
Ooh.
Sure.
But he started damn near Tomball.
Yeah.
Man.
Aunt lives pretty far out
man.
Northwest. But I was like, yeah, it's no problem. You know, just kind of budget my time a little bit. Buddy, I got in that road. I was on 290 parked. And I was like, it extra 45 minutes in what I had already pre-calculated as a rush hour time
yeah.
to get to her. And then
like
we had
home
to hustle.
Alone at the airport.
We had to hustle. Yeah. And so my thought was the whole time I had anxiety because I was like, I'm going to make her miss her flight. It's an international flight. Like, I can't
yeah.
have her miss her flight.
Yeah.
We made it. But that took me, I was on these streets after work about 3.5 hours. And I literally, the only thing that was a saving grace, I literally pulled into my apartment, got into the apartment, turned on the TV right before the game kicked. That was the saving grace.
Good thing
grace.
It was a little late.
Exactly. And so you was mad about it being delayed. And I'm sure there's a lot of people.
It worked out for you. Then.
For me personally, yeah. appreciate it. Got to watch that whole game sitting on the couch.
Watch this.
So I got a quick two-piece right here of a confession. My first one is, man, shout out to all the guys with small feet, man.
Oh, wow.
We was a win yesterday, man. Isaiah Likely, if he would have had a smaller foot, Hey, they could have. They had the chance to win the game, man. So that made me think, man. Shout out to all the smaller feet fellas out there, man. We could get whatever shoe we want, and we could have got that touchdown, man. I'm just saying. But the second confession is, I think I became this guy, man, with the weather delay.
So you're the old guy falling asleep early.
Yep.
And then now what?
Now. We gotta build a dome, man. We gotta be playing in the dome, man. We can't have no weather delays and stuff in football, man.
Everybody needs a dome, man. Everybody put a dome.
Put a roof on it, man. That was so irritating, man. I be thinking about stuff like this. What if it went on all night? What if it was a storm all night with lightning?
Yeah.
You would have had
to cancel the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Which everybody was looking forward to this game, man. AFC rematch, the first game, man. We got weather delays, man. Put a dome on it, man.
You're not wrong. I agree. Green Bay included.
I wasn't even that type of person for real.
Buffalo but included, now, especially yeah. Buffalo.
When it started affecting games and stuff like that, man, it stopped being cute, man. Mm-hmm. Put a dome on it.
Yeah, I'm there for even like similar reasons, but not quite the same reasons. It's like, when we get out here and it's like damn cold and they got folks out here, you know, the fans out here sitting mm-hmm. in the cold. I'm like, why?
Yeah, what are we doing?
The idea of football weather is stupid.
Hell, the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that messed up a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we had people who had to have very parts of their sick. Body amputated.
Very effective.
Yeah. You got teams playing on a random Tuesday now because mm-hmm. they had to move the game because of what? The weather.
Yeah.
Put a dome on it, man.
But pay for your own dome, though. Don't make the city pay for that.
Of course.
There you go. Some lunchtime confessions here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the 832 who did not know about the Black National Anthem. they were like, I have a confession. That song that nobody knew that they opened up with was like 20 minutes. Went on like 20 minutes. No one knew one word of the song. I did find it funny watching the broadcast, though, and seeing how uncomfortable everybody looked. And some of that was just... There a whole bunch of dudes ready to play the game with an added delay, and they're just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We want to play football. All these anthems before the games are all funny to me anyway. But here we go. Coming up next, NFL season technically started, but we haven't gotten all the way in, especially with your Texans that start on Sunday. Let's talk about some questions that could shape this 2024 NFL season. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.